This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This World Environment Day special is brought to you by Volvo Cars.
It is 7:14. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Sharmila. And we are bookending our show today with World Environment Day stories. The station has been celebrating World Environment Day really throughout this week with various different shows. The day itself is tomorrow. Our station's theme is Plan for the Planet. Now, UN's theme for this year is actually ecosystem restoration, and that really fits in with what we're going to be looking at now, which is the question, or rather the issue of river cleanups, efforts that have actually become increasingly important here in Malaysia as urban areas and urban waste really encroaches on so many of our rivers. And river cleanups take up a lot of effort and energy and a lot of manpower. And I think one question that has become more and more difficult to address is how the pandemic has impacted these sorts of initiatives, because these are works that require consistent effort, that require being able to travel, that require funding. And as the pandemic has made most of these things difficult, things like environmental efforts, things like river cleanups in particular, have become more and more difficult to execute. So we thought we'd spend this side of things looking at exactly that, how river cleanup programs have been faring over the course of the pandemic and under the various MCOs. So joining us to speak more about this is Dr. Kalidasan, who is manager of the River Care Program at GEC, or the Global Environment Center. Dr. Kali, thank you for being with us today, and happy Environment Day. Now, to start off, could you give us a quick idea of the river cleanup programs that were in place before the pandemic?
Okay, happy World Environment Day, and thank you for having me this evening. I think actually lately river cleanup has been seen as a popular activity among Malaysians. Okay, so it's get a momentum for the last few years now. So many parties, be it government, public, local community, education institution, private sectors, all seen this as one way to contribute to the river stewardship. And most of the time, it's been carried out under the group or Friends of Rivers, besides sometimes individually or even localized CBO, NGO. But what GEC like to emphasize that although we say river cleanup is excellent job, but you need to be seen that it's just one of the river activities that nation can do. We always emphasize that this river cleanup program should be just a platform or mechanism to bigger scope of river care. Okay, it should be a part of the education, awareness, and localized action-based program instead of continuing cleanup and collection of the dump rubbish. More emphasis should be given on prevention, like zero waste, and sustainable management of waste and river. So therefore, GEC always promote a comprehensive river cleanup activity which covers pollution prevention, river health and biodiversity monitoring, as well as waste collection and segregation and auditing. So restoration and rehabilitation using a nature-based solution and how to manage waste being collected by recycling or upcycling and so on. So these are some of the quick introduction about river cleanup program in Malaysia at the moment.
So that's really a diverse range of programs that all contribute towards river care. How have those been affected over the past year?
Okay, you rightly asked, yes, definitely is affected. It used to be carried out very frequent, the cleanup program, all these things, no, at least every week. But however, due to the MCO or CMCO or any restriction movement, the number of activity seems tremendously need to be reduced in terms of the number of participants. No more big scale activity or volunteering activities. No, we don't encourage anyone to travel across the residential or even district and so on. We also see there is a tremendous reduction on the pollution reduction activity and quantity of pollutant, like for example, reduction in the recyclable item that, you know, been recycled or collected, reduction in the collection of a used cooking oil initiative. And see, when the reduction the activity of the recyclable or even cooking oil collection, end of the day it still go into the river. So that's what our worry. And the other one is even sometimes the community activity like a nursery and community garden, as we know, plants need to be watered all the time. Okay, when people cannot go out, and that have a significant impact on their garden and also on the sustainability of the food security for the local needs, local community, especially in the apartment and so on.
So are these efforts allowed to run during the current lockdown?
So now if you look into the current SOP, if you see now we are in the 3.0 total lockdown, although the MCO started last year, but there is tremendous changes in the way of how government implement this 3.0. And always in the latest one, although there is a scope for the cleanup and waste management, water and wastewater management, all these things. But unfortunately, I personally think we couldn't find any room for community role into river management during this pandemic period, especially the 3.0. Okay. So although in GC we have come up with SOP for community, how they still can carry out the river cleanup or river monitoring of thing, but without compromising the safety aspect and fulfilling the SOP set by the MKN and relevant agencies.
So you mentioned that putting a pause to these programs like recycling, for example, potentially leads to more waste ending up in our rivers. So what are some of GEC's observations?
Okay, in GC perspective, yes, to some extent, definitely, okay, there's an impact. Under the stress condition due to the MCO or lockdown, generally people focus more on the survival and other basic needs rather than the river and recreational and so on. So these do have impact on community engagement and motivation level. But not all loss. That's what our belief that there are still so many things they can do and are doing within their mean at the moment. Even we realize because there is a lot of communication with our team from the grassroots community, especially if the river adjacent community, we've been informed, still monitoring the river from their homes, their houses in apartment and flats. But our advice to them that please ensure you comply to MKN SOP and stay safe, stay home. Do our part from home. That is our concept now. Okay. And as we notice new issue during this pandemic, this is a sad part. The intention to reduce among the waste generation is deteriorating among the public. Okay. We can see, obviously, we cannot deny that some of our river and also drain is back as a dumping ground, as most of the used masks, also empty sanitizer bottles, used glove, been seen, okay, disposed into our drain and also been observed in our river, especially in the log bone and floating during the heavy rain period. So we need to see and solve through holistic approach. And if no action taken to emphasize or to address this new issue, all the effort taken to change people's mindset over the years will be a failure. Joint action needed to address this issue by everyone, from the government, private sectors, and also general public, and also the media.
And how are communities monitoring the rivers from their home?
Okay, as over the years, you know, under GEC, through different platform, like we have Friends of Klang River Basin for Klang River. Similarly to other river also, we have so many groups there. We already empower them, okay, about how to go about river monitoring. Obviously, there's a three type. One is physical monitoring. We use the visual observation as a monitoring technique on the river health. In fact, we have even a river report card to give scoring based on the visual observation. Okay, second, obviously, we also thought about that chemical monitoring. But unfortunately, the one you need to go to the river. So now we are telling, please don't do that. So chemical, UKIV. But the third one also equally important, where the community been trained, been exposed, and get used to use the bio monitoring. I mean, they monitor the living things, either inside the river or river bank, as an indicator. So people can monitor from their home from far and what are the species available or can be observed in their river stretch. And with that, they can interpret about the river health of the things. So because they are already good now because being exposed, we never start because of this pandemic thing, but we started much earlier. We like a river report card, we started 10 years ago. So some of the community are well versed on that and they are doing on their own. The only thing currently is the data they share with online platform or sometimes we have a lot of WhatsApp group for respective community, they share on the thing. And even for the last so many days, we always receive a lot of photos of the result of the monitoring from community. I know it's too soon to conclude this. They say suddenly they see the better water quality being observed in their area. Obviously, it's in line because we know the commercial sector been either shut down or reduced their activity, like food industry, restaurant, all those things. And we know the grey water, salish water going into a drain and a river is reduced. But it's too soon to say anything. We wait and see.
And finally, Dr. Kali, do you have a message for World Environment Day?
I would say that with this current pandemic, which is already more than a year, and we are not sure when this is going to end. So we are in the junction, a period where we need to adapt to this new norm. And we also need to learn how you and I can coexist with the other life like plants and animals and also Mother Earth, you know? And bear in our mind that there are so many things that we can do without going out to the environment or to the river. Example is, manage your waste accordingly. Okay, when you purchase or buy, ensure there is minimum packaging and bags involved. If you love river cleanup activity but you are unable to do that, our suggestion is very easy. Please opt for drain cleanup, which is in your backyard. When you clean the drain, automatically you are helping the river. That is one key thing. So, and we want what we call public and also the Malaysian to be responsible river care. We can, as in line with this year's World Environment Day 2021 theme, which is ecosystem regeneration. And river ecosystem is among the biggest and crucial to all. And we know water is life, river is lifeline. Protect river to protect our life. Together, we can achieve more. We need to sustain not only human being life, but also flora and fauna, because we need each other or we need them more than they need us.
Dr. Kali, thank you for speaking with us. That was Dr. K. Kalidasan, manager of the River Care Program at GEC or the Global Environment Center. And we've been asking you what efforts you've made over the course of the last year or so to go green. And we do have Z on the line. Good evening, Z. What are your thoughts?
Hi, your name is Sharmila.
Sharmila today.
Oh, only Sharmila.
Yes.
Sorry. All right. Hi. I think my small contribution to World Environment Day has been adopting a zero waste, not really zero waste lifestyle, but rather just using my own takeout container when I go take away. So as we all know, dine-ins are not allowed. So and I every day when I go to the mixed rice stall or chicken rice stall or nasi lemak stall, yeah. I bring my own container. And I've seen, it's been quite encouraging. I've seen quite a few other people do it as well. It's not a majority, but hopefully it becomes more widespread soon.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I started doing this a few years ago, and I find that increasingly I see more people do it as well. I was wondering whether you've ever, I mean, this is something that's I hear about. Are the shopkeepers sort of understanding and receptive when you try and bring your own containers?
Most of them are, but I can see the awareness is still not there. It's like they still give me like a packet of chili like in a plastic bag. So yeah, because I can't blame them because they already packed them the chili in the plastic bag and all. Yeah, but I think they are fine. They are not startled or whatever. They are not surprised if I bring the tapu, if I bring the container. I how about you, Shamila?
So far, no issues. Although sometimes they kind of grumble a little bit because it doesn't fit in the same way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but overall they're fine.
Yeah, I always bring a big one. That's why
I should do that, or at least have multiple sizes depending on what you're ordering.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you so much for calling.
No worries.
That was Z talking to us about his efforts in going green, and we'd love to hear from you as well. Do share your thoughts with us. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
This World Environment Day special was brought to you by Volvo Cars, redefining freedom to move in a personal, sustainable, and safe way.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.